Blah, 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 blah. That's my new saying. Instead of saying, good morning, boys and girls, I'm going to start just going blah, 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 blah. I just cut this on. I don't even know why. I really don't care. I don't know why and I don't care. Actually, I do. And I'm happy because I'm wearing my size 36 pants and I'm wearing a medium shirt. In fact, you know what I'm going to do for y'all? Just so y'all can get the full, just so you can get the full experience. I want you to see what the brother look like in medium-sized clothes, wearing clothes that fit. Wearing clothes that fit. Look at the boy. I know, and I'm not sucking my stomach in that much either. Now. So I worked 10 to 4 today. Got up and worked at 10. I'm a morning person. I keep forgetting I'm a morning person. When I get up early, quote-unquote early, it's as early as relative, and just get going at it. It seems like the day just goes faster. I got up and I got at it and I looked down. I was like, damn, an hour went by already. And I used to be a morning person and that was cool. But that's not the point because I should be talking about P-Funk today. Let's talk about P-Funk today. Going to the show and I was just thinking. And what I was thinking was, you know, it's been a while since we had a general admission show where I can stand there next to the LA cats and we can watch the show. We can sit there and scowl. I guess we don't scowl. I wonder if we scowl. It's been so long since I did it with them because I'm used to doing it with the East Coast cats and hell, London folks and, you know, all over New York people. Florida, you know, just doing it everywhere else, front row. And the LA shows have been like with seats, like big barricade in the front. And like, of course, I was front row, but you know, everybody else was like scattered all out the venue. That last LA show was like in a real place, quote unquote, real place with seats and, you know, all that policing and, you know, SoFi is at the YouTube Theater, SoFi, gorgeous place, most gorgeous place, probably too gorgeous for people. Because I'm used to those House of Blues shows. The House of Blues show, House of Blues Sunset Boulevard, is probably my favorite place to see a concert, and it's been shut down. It's probably still my favorite place to see a show. New Orleans is cute. I don't know why I say cute. New Orleans House of Blues, but it's always a House of Blues. It's always like a little venue, a smaller venue where you can get right up on the stage. I like the wood smell of, you know, House of Blues, the texture of it, I guess. And so tonight we get to House of Blues in Disneyland in Orange County, which is a different thing. Orange County is definitely different than L.A. I was turned away from a L.A. I was turned away from a P-Funk show in Disneyland. Literally, on my birthday, literally on my birthday, they were playing Orange County. And I pulled up kind of late or whatever. And I got in the parking lot, and somehow on camera or something, they saw me hitting a bowl, and they had zero tolerance. They policeman came out there, you know, not even a policeman, like a little, you know, attendant, told me to go home. He said, send me home. And I talked to him, and he called the supervisor. I said, it's my birthday. I showed him my birthday. Showed him on P-Funk 1, showed him my license plate. I'm P-Funk 1, I'm this, I'm that. And he said, nope. And it was like just a little teeny weeny bowl, like a teeny weeny thing. It could have been tobacco in it. He was like, nope. And they sent me home. I was like crushed, but excited. And it was just, ugh. That was my birthday. My birthday. But I got to see him the next night at Crash Mansion. So it kind of, you know, took that off. But I remember driving home, not knowing I'm not going to see that show. Tickets gone, whatever. I think this is the first time I really thought about the money. About losing the money on the ticket. It was just so insignificant. This was like, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Probably 10, 15 years ago. I forgot about, you know, I didn't even think about the money. The money in the ticket is insignificant. The fact that I missed the P-Funk show on my birthday. I got sent home. From then in, I told the guy, I said, man, if you let me in, I promise I won't. I was like, you know, and I would have done it. And ever since then, I had a newfound respect for Orange County. Because he said, the guy literally said, yeah, you could do that up there. But down here, you know, family and Disney, zero tolerance. So we're going down there again today. And I think what they did was they moved the House of Blues off the Disney complex, because you literally had to ride onto the Disney complex to get to the old one and walk through downtown Disney. But I think they moved it to a different location off of the Disney complex. And you got to still kind of like walk up around some things, as I believe. You got to like walk up Park and walk up along like a mall looking complex thingy. But it's the House of Blues, so it's going to be. And I think this one was kind of big and weird. I think, was it truly? I remember. I'm getting them confused. I'm thinking about the L.A. House of Blues, and I'm thinking about the New Orleans House of Blues. And I've been, I think, was the one in Cleveland? New York. I've been to the one in New York. Did I do one in Chicago? Was it one in Chicago? L.A., which kind of, but anyway. So we're going to do that tonight. So it's going to be good to be standing there with the folks, L.A. Maggots, whoever shows up, whoever's going to come down there for that show. We can sit there and look and make our criticisms and our observations. See, and they, a lot of people here haven't, well, most of the people here, well, maybe nobody in the world has seen this band more than I have the last year or so. On an, you know, on an individual, non-professional basis. So when I go to a show, I'm like all familiar. I'm like, hey! And there, a lot of them are just seeing it for the first time in a year or so, or, you know, or different. Because the L.A. show last one was, eh. And when they play those bigger venues with the big barricade and the high stage, and everybody got to sit in their seat, or you don't got to sit in your seat, but they kind of police you. You can't run up. Can't go up to the barrier. You know, Mr. Clinton can't like lean out into the stage, lean out into the crowd or anything like that. And, you know, so tonight it's going to be a little bit more intimate. At least it should be, as far as I remember the House of Blues is being. Should be a little bit more intimate. So that'll be fun. It's 12:32 now. I'll get off work at 4. I'll try to get out here as soon as I can at 4. If I punch out 7 minutes before 4 o'clock, it doesn't show up on your time card. So I might punch out at 3:53. And some people just don't do it. There's ways you could, there's tricks. I just like to, I'm a stickler for time. So, but if I'm gonna cut it short, I usually wait to the exact number, you know, right? 801 or 401, whatever. I don't usually cut things shorter. Start early. I start like try to start right at 12 or whatever. It's just the OCD in me, but so I'll, you know, go do that and see how that's gonna go, and just get prepared for a 2-hour ride. At least it's not raining now. Doesn't look like it's gonna be raining, so that's just good. Preparing myself for a 2-hour ride, and if the ride is 1 hour and 35 minutes, I'll be grateful. And I should get there like at 5:36. I think doors is at 7. Get down there nice and early, can chill, and just, you know, take my time, not worry about it. People clowning me on Facebook, and the Dane was like, what? You leaving at 4? Usually you're at the venue 8 hours. She's like, usually you're at the venue 3 hours before it starts. I was like, I deserve that. I deserve that. Because I get anxious and anxiety. I do not like being late. I don't like being late to the point where I'm not going to put myself in that position anymore. I mean, well, I've been doing it. And I said I'm not. And I've had those traumatic experiences where I swore I wasn't going to do it. I swear I'm not going to another P-Funk or Pittsburgh Steelers game with another person. I swear I'm factoring every possible obstacle out for me not being grotesquely early. So we'll see. You know, I'll get down there. We'll see. We'll work it out. So I get a break at 12. I get a break at 2. Then I'll get out of here. Just, you know, get in the Jeep. Oh, it's going to be so good to get in the Jeep. And I think my shoulder isn't hurting anymore, so I should be able to sit in the car, be comfortable, and just chill all the way down there and just take my time and just anticipate. Because the last LA show was at the YouTube Theater. It was just a big, gorgeous place. It was dark. It was set up to be something almost like something so formal that P-Funk ain't. You couldn't see across the venue. You couldn't vibe across, you know, people's energy. The music they played was weird. It was so dark in there. It just killed the vibe. It was just so dark. We could barely see each other. So that show didn't count. I can't remember the show before, when the show, P-Funk show before that was in L.A. But it's going to be, because like I said, I've been doing it with East Coast cats. I don't want to say Sonya Murphy, but she always had them. Janet Cousin, Brooke and all them people. Them is my people now. Oh, my God. We can find back there seeing Rufus and Al and Larry. The people I usually see, you know, at other places. You know, that I'm, you know, from back east. You know, and that's what I wanted to be. That's the Jeffrey I wanted to be. I wanted to be that guy. You know. No funk fans from all over the world. Go to London, hang out with the Weevils. Oh, it's just so good. It's just so good. Amsterdam. I think I was in Amsterdam. I don't think it was Paris. I was hanging out with Hob Sauce. I call him Hot Sauce. Just knowing for people all around the world, you know, just being that guy. That's what, for P-Funk, for the funk, under the funk umbrella. Not funk umbrella, but in the funk mystique or the funk genre or the P-Funk or community, P-Funk community, whatever. So now I get to do it with the LA folks, so they get to see how I do it now. They get to see the new, the super crazy improved Jeffrey now, who's just like, he done did it so many. Maybe with the COVID, I was still flying around doing it, you know, and going here and going there. And LA wasn't getting shows, and we wasn't seeing each other at shows, or they'd be at some weird place where you had to have seats. I think the last one was at the observatory, I think in Santa Ana or something. I think it was one at the observatory. And that was kind of weird, too, because of the way it was set up. And I don't think a lot of people came there, but we'll see. You know, it'd be nice to have a show. Hopefully, I don't know how many people coming tonight, but one of these days, hopefully we get a P-Funk show in L.A. where all of us can show up, where all of us can just come down in a nice venue that isn't too big. So we'll see tonight. And I love the House of Blues. Maybe if I get there early, I'll get something to eat, which would be nice. I wonder if they have the early entrance, if I get there early enough, the early entrance, because in New Orleans, if you eat dinner, you get early entrance. Me and Janet Cousin got there early. We ate, we had dinner, and then we made sure we were like the first ones to get into the venue. We stole their glasses. We each stole a New Orleans glass. The waitress was real cool, you know, because they're from the South. They're so warm and overly accommodating. I'll be back at 4:00.